Hello, everyone, and welcome to the November contest recording. This is your host, Wing TF McAllister, as usual. Although this time we have a very special occurrence in terms of result recordings, in the sense that I now have two Word files to work with. So I think I'm going to start off with TLM, as she was the only person to fulfill the nano criteria of doom for this round. So just so you know, I judged the nano pieces in a little bit of a different way from what I usually do. Instead of doing a 5-5-5 landscape, I decided instead to read the beginning of the piece, get a feel for what I thought about the hook, then have a random number generator direct me to two additional pages. These pages were then read up until the point where I had a suitable feeling for what was going on, in which point I had a little additional judgment, and then I compiled some final thoughts and attempted to pull off some sort of cohesive score that made sense, given the fact that people who write nano tend to have quality settings turned to low, if you catch my drift. So, first off, I'm going to start with the start, obviously. Your prologue was a bit protracted for my taste. I'm not really sure, TLM, if it's necessary to paint the portrait for where the story seems to be going. I got that the setup of the establishment was semi-important, but it came off as obnoxiously boring. I could honestly skip right through the whole damn thing and not give a flying fuck. So hook-wise, for a novel, I didn't think you really provided a strong attempt with the whole prologue through, you know, your list of fucking criteria and all that shit. I just think you could have done a much better job. So the next random page generation started at page 20. Now, this was a far, 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 far more amusing section to read. Now I see where things are flowing and the workings of a book that could come out of this. Your personal interactions that I know about with troubled children really play a huge positive part here. And that was definitely a plus. Like, I could feel it. It was fun interaction. It was, quite frankly, it was hilarious, even though the touch of seriousness and personal hell were still present. However, I feel that this section hasn't exactly conveyed that gritty emotional depth that I would love to see. So I'm hoping that you remember that and bring it out, and maybe you just brought it out in sections that I didn't see, but, you know, that's the random luck of the draw. Next on the page list was 90. So your late game work shows some signs of depreciation, clearly due to that epic endeavor of like 13,000 words on the last day. Still, I definitely feel like simple mistakes could have been filtered out. There's no reason or justification to misspell work. I know you were in a rush, but come on, come on. I do think that your flow improved, though, as you went along. So even though you were rushed, just your sense of purpose and your sense of direction definitely improved. And I could see that just by plucking out, you know, three sections and while plotting the gradient, I guess. So I definitely think there are places to go with this. So my final thoughts on this matter is I think your hook just needs to change. The prologue was quite frankly uninteresting and unattractive. I feel as though there would have been a much better way to lead the reader into your work. The flow and entertainment value of the piece certainly picked up as things went along, but with the parts that I read, I'm just wondering how you're going to tailor this to an audience in a suitable fashion. The potential is there, I'm just wondering about how you'll pull it off in terms of execution. Overall, I'm on the fence about the novel nature of this book, but I think that with some glorious refining and revamping, this could be turned into something really interesting, fun, and amusing. Time to begin the transfer of the Word file. We will move over, oh yeah, to the true November 11 document, beginning with Solar. I'm going to hit you with some suggestions on this one. Since this is clearly a deeply powerful subject for you, make sure that you take some time after the fact to go back and make sure that things are in order. There were a few mistakes in this piece that should have been picked up and corrected along the way. Now, I feel it's easy to get lost in personal matters in writing, and that can cause a loss, or should I say misdirection, in focus. On the flip side, I found your emotions to be easily conveyed. This was a powerful read, and I feel that with some refinement, you would form the basis of a very reflective memoir. Definitely, out of all the pieces that I read, this was the easiest to slip into. I was surprised, like, two paragraphs in, I was in. And you haven't really done that before. This is the first time that you've kind of just led me down that like proper slope. You hit the slope for me perfectly. So a little bit of refining, it's kind of weird, but like it's kind of like this, because this happens to me too. And the only way I can do it is with this particular example. So forgive me if this is too much information, but here we go. Adam sits down and writes MC. He decides to throw in a sex scene between Wing and Lukey. Now, obviously, there's some point in my mind where my brain says, I wish this was real and not written down. And this leads to me getting distracted, at which point I use terrible things and I make plenty of mistakes that are ridiculous. So the key is that I understand where emotion takes over and where feelings can get in the way and distract you. So make sure that you go back and really check it to weed out those little mistakes that just don't, they don't break anything. They don't make people sit there and say, well, holy shit, fuck this. But they do get into the mind and make a person go, well, they were there, especially when it comes to judgment. But this one, I'm giving it a rock solid. This was the shit. Next up on the list, Selby. Do-do, scrolling through the word file, yeah. You certainly brought the grit to this crumpet and tea party. I'm going to say up front that I view this as a transitional piece for you. You've gouged way below the surface with this one, good thing, and brought some new shit to the table. And you've attempted to up the base skill of your style. What we need now, in my opinion, is a little finesse. As strange as this may sound, I feel like if you want to pursue this particular writing of style, if this is where your heart is, then you've got to make it flow like poetry. Some of your lines, especially in the beginning, were a little jagged, when, they could have been sharp like the blade. Either way, I'm liking this direction that you're taking, and I hope you take it to the maximum pinnacle shit of execution. Oh yeah. This is gonna be a really short recording. I gotta kind of like roll into it. Tixa, all I'm gonna say is we've definitely gotta continue this conversation in the thread at some point. Clearly, if this is like your fourth entry and you still don't know where these recordings are, there's a serious problem. Pretty much the same thing. You have spelling errors in a piece of this length, and you just haven't given me the opportunity to get to know or to give a damn about your characters. And that's crucial, especially if you're writing for me. Like, I have to give a crap. But we can discuss this more, and I'm sure we will, especially if you don't find this, and I'm pretty sure we're going that way anyway, so who cares? Next, KDK. Welcome back. Oh, KDK. How you write poetry that always amazes me. The ability you have to wield words like a sword is mystical and always impressive. However, the subject matter itself I feel could benefit from a crazy boost. I just feel like the depth and development here could use a bit more visual flavor. I feel the elegance. I feel your abilities, but I didn't see the painting, right? And that is what makes me somewhat sad panda sad. So now, this is where I stand. Quite frankly, I'm really impressed with KDK's excellence. I'm certainly impressed with Selby busting this shit out of nowhere and just fuck yeah. I'm super impressed that TLM managed to fucking actually complete Nano and write something that has an actual semblance of sanity. Which is amusing because it's just pretty much written about crazy batshit people. And I'm really impressed with the fact that Solar conquered a sensitive subject and delivered something that I think could be expanding into something awesome. Now, this is where I stand at this point. And I'm actually gonna have to break this one down for people because this is unusual. Despite the errors and the points of refinement that are needed, I think I just have to give this one to Solar. It was a deeply personal piece. The flow was absolutely perfect, and aside from the little grammatical errors that lingered on in the work, I felt this was right on. And it comes down to that whole thing where there comes a time where even with me and the grammar Nazi that I am, that the entertainment value just crushes everything else. And I think this has potential, and you really need to go back, and you really need to look at it, and you gotta make sure that, you nail down the errors, and you kick its ass. because I think you're there. Now, in terms of the Nano Challenge, I do believe that TLM deserves something for busting out that Nano shit. So, you're just going to have to look at the credits, because I think I'm going to put something special together for this one, and in terms of prizes. All around, you know, this was really surprisingly great. I think, Tixa, you need to go back, and I'm sure we'll have more discussions of the thread. You know, you need to go back and figure out what exactly your direction is going to be when it comes to this contest. But props all around. I mean, this one is one of those ones where I was sitting here, and I'm just like, you know, this is something that comes down to essentially a four-way tie, and I need to decide where I'm going to get it. But I think, overall, I'm giving this one to Solar. She just won it out on personal subject matter. I loved it. And that is where I stand. And you know what's coming? I'm going to dig down into my bag of catchphrase and pull out, "Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!"